his arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. Bless his holy name. It's really a privilege to be back here another Saturday evening to go into the Word of God. God has been doing great and wonderful things in our lives. His Word has been changing us, and because of that we continue to feed on his word so that we will be completely transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we will take on the image of our Lord Jesus Christ, reflecting him in every area of our lives. So we give God thanks and praise to be here another Saturday evening, and we're going to continue in the epistle of Paul to the Romans. And last time we stopped at verse 20. And we're going to continue from there, chapter 1, verse 20 of Romans. So before we begin, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for who you are. Thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you for allowing us to be here another Saturday evening to go into your word. And we pray this evening in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will be with us, that you will guide us into all truth. Oh God, your word tells us that your spirit is a spirit of truth, and he will guide us into all truth. So we just thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are with us. Thank you, oh God, almighty Lord, that you illuminate your word to us, that we will not, oh God, be blind in any area of our lives, oh God, but our whole lives be illuminated by your word. Lord, we thank you again for this privilege. We thank you for your people who have taken the time out to come and to listen to your word. I pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, we will not just be hearers of your word, but we will practice your word, O God, bringing honor and glory to your great name. Thank you again for what you have done, what you're doing, what you're about to do. And may your great name be magnified, O God, in everything that is said and done, as we look to you by faith in no other name but the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we say amen. Amen. That's the name of the Lord. So we continue in the epistle of Paul to the Romans. And last time, as I said before, we stopped at verse 20. And we see where Paul was speaking to the brethren in Rome. And they're speaking to them generally about the goodness of God, about his righteous acts that he has done for us, Christ's sacrifice on the cross for us, and his blood, which atones for us, and that we are justified by faith in him, and that the just, we who are justified, should live by faith in Christ Jesus, and that we should not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is God's power to salvation. And Paul also reminds us that the wrath of God will come upon those who continue to practice unrighteousness. So it's for us to know and understand that God is calling all of humanity to come to him through his son Jesus Christ. Come to that new life that is in Christ Jesus. The word of God said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He's a new creation. All things, all the old things have passed away. Look, everything has become new. And that's where we want to reach in Christ, where everything in our life has become new. Because he makes all things new. So we thank God for his word. We thank God for what he's doing in this season. And let us now go to verse 20 of Romans chapter 1. The word of God says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. So the eternal invisible God who created the universe and everything in it, his creative work speaks for him. So Paul was saying that mankind is without excuse when they turn to idolatry and when they turn to atheism. They have no excuse because they know, even creation itself alone, the wonders of God's creation speaks of the eternal invisible God. So we have to come to understand that mankind is without excuse, because man also has that innate trait in him that tells him that there's a God. So when man get up and speak and say that there is no God, he knows he's lying. Because every human being knows that there is a God. And creation itself speaks. Creation itself, the wonders of God's mighty works, speaks of his eternal glory. Verse 21 tells us, of Romans 1, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. So Paul was saying that when humanity became aware of God, they did not give him the glory, neither were they thankful to God for who he is and for what he has done, but has allowed meaningless or empty thoughts to govern their action, and their hearts have become hardened towards God. People of God, we don't want our hearts to become hard towards God. We don't want to allow anything else to take that place where God is supposed to take in our lives. So we have to be heavily guarded in our hearts that we don't allow the things of this life to take that place where the Lord is supposed to take in our lives. We don't want to become hardened. Hardened like the world. Hardened towards God. But we want to have our hearts open and willing and ready to receive all that he has for us. Verse 22 of Romans 1 says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. They professed themselves to be wise, but they became fools, Paul said. Because without Christ, we have no wisdom at all. The word of God tells us that Christ has become our wisdom. And when we turn to 1 Corinthians 1:30, the word of God said, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us. Christ is made unto us wisdom. So wisdom is personified, people of God. Christ is our wisdom. And without Christ, we have no wisdom at all. So Christ has become our wisdom. God, the word of God said, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So Christ himself has become our wisdom. So without Christ, we have no wisdom at all. It doesn't matter how much you have intellectually. You have no wisdom at all without Christ. Intellectualism cannot suffice. We need revelation knowledge of who Christ is. That's when we become wise. When we have revelation knowledge of who Christ is. So Paul said they profess themselves to be wise. They think they are wise. But they are not. They became fools, Paul said. And when we turn to the book, to the letter of James, when we turn to James chapter 3, verse 13 to 17, the word of God says, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly. It is sensual. It is devilish. So many times we think that we are wise in our own eyes. We are wise because we think that we have some head knowledge of some things. But the word of God said this wisdom is not of God. It's wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where, verse 16 said, for where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. The 17th verse said, but the wisdom that is from above, look on what the real wisdom is. The wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable. It's gentle and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. That's the wisdom that is from above. And only Christ in us can give us that wisdom, people of God. We need the Lord Jesus Christ in every aspect of our lives so that we will display godly wisdom. Paul said they profess themselves to be wise. They think themselves to be wise in their own eyes. They appear wise. They became fools. Because without the wisdom of God, without Christ in our lives, we have become fools and we think that we are wise. Verse 23 of Romans 1 tells us, and change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. So Paul was saying that mankind has become so perverse in their thinking that they want to change the glory of the pure and holy God like unto an image of a man. They want to see God as a man, make images to worship. This was an idolatrous people that Paul was writing to. The Romans, they were idolatrous. And they want to form every little thing in an image that they could turn it into their own God and worship it. So they see God like a man. Or like, I see the animals and birds and creeping things as things that they could worship. But the word of God tells us in Psalm 104, 1-2, it speaks of the majesty of our God, the majesty of the true and living God. The word said, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covers thyself with light as with a garment, who stretch out the heaven like a curtain. And that's how the psalmist saw the great and the mighty God, the same God of yesterday, today, and forevermore, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us see him for who he is. He is the immortal, invisible God, the only wise God. 1 Timothy 6:16 tells us, who only has immortality dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. To whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. So we see, people of God, as the word tells us, of the majesty of our God. So let us not see him. Let us not make up an image in our mind. See him and perceive him to be a man or to be like a man. He's not a man. He's God. He's above all. He's transcendent. Yet he's so near to us. He's so close to his people. The word tells us that he so loves us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He did not send Jesus here to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. But we have to put our trust in his beloved son. We have to put our trust in his beloved son. The word said those who acknowledge the son acknowledge the father. So we have to come to that place of acknowledging Jesus Christ as King of kings, Lord of lords. We have to put our trust in the only begotten of the father. The word of God says he came from the bosom of the father. He came to declare the Father to us. So we must put our trust in the Son. If we don't put our trust in the Son, the Father is not pleased. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith in whom? Without faith in Jesus Christ. God is not pleased. We must put our faith in Him. And He declares, He reveals the Father to us. Then we will see Him as we ought to see Him, as the eternal, the immortal, the invisible God, the only wise God, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, that who our God is. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Greatness emanates from Him. Goodness emanates from Him. Love emanates from Him. Faithfulness emanates from Him. He is our loving Father. He is the creator of this universe. He is the great I am that I am. We need to have the right perspective, the right mindset as to who our God is. We cannot see Him like what our little human mind wants to see Him and to perceive Him. But we must see Him in the light of who He is. He is God, far above all, greater than all, the Almighty God. There is nothing too hard for Him. The impossible is for Him. So we look to a God who is greater than all and who has everything under His control. He is Jehovah. Jehovah is His name. The promise-keeping God. He is the covenant-keeping God. He is the all-sustaining God. He is our God, our Father, our King, our friend, our life, our light, our all in all. Who is like unto Him? None can be compared to Him. So we need to know Him. Oh, that I may know Him, Paul cried out, and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering be made conformable to His death. We need to know the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to know Him. Then we will have that right mindset to go forth and to live that life of holiness through the power of the Holy Spirit, that we can live that life holy and pleasing to our God and King. Verse 24 of Romans chapter 1. The Word of God tells us, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Because of the rejection of God, they don't want to have God in their knowledge. Because of the rejection of God, as revealed through the creation, as revealed through the inner weakness in the hearts of men. There's an area in our hearts, people of God. There's a part of God in every human being. And God witnessed to us. It doesn't matter where we are from, or what we have heard, but God witnessed to each individual. And also creation speaks. So we have no excuse. So because of the rejection of God, as revealed through the creation and also to the inner witness, that God has given them up. God has given them up. The Romans at that time to their immoral lifestyle. And in our time, those who have refused and rejected God, God has given them up to their immoral lifestyle, to their lustful hearts, to dishonor their own bodies among themselves. People of God, God is a moral God. God is a God who is righteous. So, because mankind want to live and to do unrighteous deeds, living unclean lives, they decide to reject God. We don't want God in our thoughts, lest we turn and do right. But because men's hearts have become so warped and evil, they want to reject the word of God, reject the counsel of God, reject the weakness of God, reject even the work of God around them, which points them to God. They want to reject everything that will show them a sign that God is in control and he is looking for a people who will walk in moral righteousness. But the word of God says, they dishonor their bodies among themselves. They do as they please with their bodies, not knowing that their bodies are the temple of God. Verse 25 said, who change the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. So Paul said they were a group of, these people were a group of polytheistic people. They believe in many gods, as he was writing to the Romans at the time. And in that world, that Greco-Roman world, these people were polytheistic. So they see everything as God. But Paul was saying, who chose to do as they please. They chose to do as they please. They take anything and make it into a God. So they chose to do as they please, in not acknowledging the true and living God, who is the creator of all, and made their choice in worshiping and serving the created things rather than the creator, who is blessed forevermore. Amen. So Paul was saying they've made the choice to serve and worship whatever they form to be their God. And in those days, everything that they come upon would be a God. They would look at the stars and say, it's a God. The moon, the sun, people, animals, anything that come and looks like it could be a God, they say, oh, this is a God. So they turn to the created things instead of the creator. They worship the created things rather than the creator, who is blessed forevermore. People of God, that's how we find when the hearts of men have become so corrupt, so evil. They turn and they do evil, not knowing that it is to their own detriment. Verse 26 of Romans chapter 1. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affection. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. So Paul said, for this cause God gave them over. God gave them over unto their vile affection. For this reason, God gave them up, or abandoned them to do as they want, to their own corrupt desires. For even their women did change the natural sexual relationship between a man and a woman, and doing what is unnatural, woman with woman. That's what they call now lesbianism. Woman with woman. It's not supposed to be, people of God. And verse 27 said, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust and towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receive in themselves that recompense of their error, which was due. So Paul was saying that the men are doing the same thing. Men having sexual relationship with men, that which is shameful, and they are receiving their due payment. They're receiving their due payment. People of God, the word of God tells us, behold, your sin shall find you out. So we have to be careful. We have to turn to the word of God for guidance. Without the word of God in us, we stumble, we fall, we do foolishness. We are blinded. We are blinded, people of God. We have to come to understand that God loves each and every one of us. He loves us, but he hates sin. We're going to refer to Genesis 2, 18 and 21 through 25 and see God's perfect plan for men and women in their sexual relationship. Genesis 2, 18 tells us, "And the Lord said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him." Verse 21 said, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God has taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." Verse 25, "And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." So this is God's perfect plan for a man and a woman to be together. Not a woman and a woman, nor a man and a man. So the Lord is calling us. The Lord is calling those who are doing these practices to turn from their evil ways and to turn to God. Verse 28 of Romans chapter 1. "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." So Paul was saying that even as they did not want to acknowledge or consider God for who he is, God gave them over to a debased mind, mixed up mind, a hardened mind in their sinful state to do those things that are not proper or right. So many do not want to hear the word of God, because it brings conviction. And if you do not intend to change, then you would rather not listen to the word of God. That is why many people will say, "Don't preach to me. I don't want to hear the word," because they don't want to change. People of God, the word of God tells us in Psalm 119, 105, "Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." So the word causes us to walk in the right path. The word causes us not to stumble. The word causes us to live righteously. So because men and women want to stay in their sinful state, they say, "I don't want to hear the word." But the word comes to enlighten us. The word comes to give us life and light. Bless God. We thank God for his words this evening. And we just thank God for those who have listened. And I pray that you will take up your Bible and continue to read and see what the Lord will show you. He will give you more insight into this word. So God bless you all, and thank you all for listening. And as we come to the close for this week, and we pray, God, that we will not just be hearers of God's word, but we will be doers of his word. We want to keep God in our hearts every step of the journey, so that we will walk in righteousness and holiness, bringing honor to his name. Let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you that you are a just God. You must punish sin, but you are also a God of great grace and mercy. So we thank you for your new mercies today. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your word that has gone forth today. And thank you for your people who have listened and are willing to change. So we give you thanks and praise as we look to you by faith and give thanks in Jesus' precious name. We pray, amen. Have a blessed weekend and continue to read and to study the word of God. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Lord, is
love, reproofs of instruction. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us and 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at